the scroll marked one. Today I begin a new life. Today I shed my old skin, which hath too long suffered the bruises of failure and the wounds of mediocrity. Today I am born anew, and my birthplace is a vineyard where there is fruit for all. Failure no longer will be my payment for struggle. Just as nature made no provision for my body to tolerate pain, neither has it made any provision for my life to suffer failure. In the past, I accepted failure as I accepted pain. Now I reject it, and I am prepared for wisdom and principles which will guide me out of the shadows into the sunlight of wealth, position, and happiness far beyond my most extravagant dreams. Only principles endure, and these I now possess, for the laws that will lead me to greatness are contained in these scrolls. What they will teach me is more to prevent failure than to gain success, for what is success other than a state of mind? Which two among 1,000 wise men will define success in the same words? Yet failure is always described but one way. Failure is one's inability to reach goals in life, whatever they may be. In truth, the only difference between those who have failed and those who have succeeded lies in the difference of their habits. Good habits are the key to all success. Bad habits are the unlocked door to failure. Thus, the first law I will obey is I will form good habits and become their slave. As a child, I was slave to my impulses. Now I am slave to my habits. I have surrendered my free will to the years of accumulated habits, and the past deeds of my life have already marked out a path which threatens to imprison my future. My actions are ruled by appetite, passion, prejudice, greed, love, fear, environment, habit, and the worst of these tyrants is habit. Therefore, if I must be a slave to habit, let me be a slave to good habits. And how will I accomplish this difficult feat? Through these scrolls it will be done, for each scroll contains a principle which will drive a bad habit from my life and replace it with one which will bring me closer to success. I must discipline myself with the first of my new habits, which is as follows. I will listen to the words of each scroll for 30 days in this prescribed manner before I proceed to the next scroll. First, I will listen to the words when I arise. Then, I will listen to the words after I have partaken of my midday meal. Last, I will listen to the words again just before I retire at day's end. And most important, on this occasion, I will recite the words aloud as I listen. On the next day, I will repeat this procedure, and I will continue in like manner for 30 days. Then I will turn to the next scroll and repeat this procedure for another 30 days. I will continue in this manner until I have lived with each scroll for 30 days and my listening has become habit. Herein lies the secret of all man's accomplishments. As I repeat the words daily, they will soon become a part of my active mind, but more important, they will also seep into my other mind, that mysterious source which never sleeps, which creates my dreams, and often makes me act in ways I do not comprehend. As the words of these scrolls are consumed by my mysterious mind, I will begin to awake each morning with a vitality that I have never known before. My vigor will increase, my enthusiasm will rise, my desire to meet the world will overcome every fear I once knew at sunrise, and I will be happier than I ever believed it possible to be. Eventually, I will find myself reacting to all situations which confront me as I was commanded in the scrolls to react, and soon these actions and reactions will become easy to perform. Thus, a new and good habit is born. Today, I begin a new life, and I make a solemn oath to myself that nothing will retard my new life's growth. I will lose not a day from these scrolls, for that day cannot be retrieved, nor can I substitute another for it. The few moments spent each day on this new habit but a small price to pay for the happiness and success that will be mine. Never will I allow the brevity of each goal, nor the simplicity of its words, to cause me to treat the scroll's message lightly. Thousands of grapes are pressed to fill one jar with wine. So it is with these grapes of wisdom from the ages. Only the pure truth lies distilled in the words to come. Today my old skin has become as dust. I will walk tall among men, and they will know me not. But today I am a new person with a new life. The scroll marked 2. I will greet this day with love in my heart, for this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. Muscle can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can open hearts. And until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. I will make love my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend against its force. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I do this? Henceforth will I look on all things with love, and I will be born again. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones, yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way, yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I speak? I will laud mine enemies, and they will become friends. I will encourage my friends, and they will become brothers and sisters. Always will I dig for reasons to applaud. Never will I scratch for excuses to gossip. When I am tempted to criticize, I will bite on my tongue. When I am moved to praise, I will shout from the roofs. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I act? I will love all manners of men, for each has qualities to be admired, even though they be hidden. I will love the ambitious, for they can inspire me. I will love the failures, for they can teach me. I will love the young, for the faith they hold. I will love the old for the wisdom they share. I will greet this day with love in my heart. But how will I react to the actions of others? With love. For just as love is my weapon to open the hearts of men, love is also my shield to repulse the arrows of hate and the spears of anger. Adversity and discouragement will beat against my new shield and become as the softest of rains. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I confront each whom I meet? In silence and to myself, I will address him or her and say, I love you. These words will shine in my eyes, unwrinkle my brow, bring a smile to my lips, and echo in my voice, and his heart or her heart will be opened. And who is there who will say nay to my goods when his or her heart feels my love? I will greet this day with love in my heart. And most of all, I will love myself. Never will I overindulge the requests of my flesh. Rather, I will cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. Never will I allow my mind to be attracted to evil and despair. Rather, I will uplift it with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. Never will I allow my soul to become complacent and satisfied. Rather, I will feed it with meditation and prayer. Never will I allow my heart to become small and bitter. Rather, I will share it, and it will grow and warm the earth. I will greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth will I love all mankind. From this moment I have not time to hate, only time to love. With love I will increase my sales 100-fold and become a great salesman. I will greet this day with love in my heart. The scroll marked 3. I will persist until I succeed. I was not delivered unto this world in defeat, nor does failure course in my veins. I am not a sheep waiting to be prodded by my shepherd. I am a lion, and I refuse to talk, to walk, to sleep with the sheep. I will hear not those who weep and complain, for their disease is contagious. Let them join the sheep. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny. I will persist until I succeed. The prizes of life are at the end of each journey, not near the beginning, and it is not given to me to know how many steps are necessary in order to reach my goal. Failure I may still encounter at the 1,000th step, yet success hides behind the next bend in the road. Never will I know how close it lies unless I turn the corner. Always will I take another step. If that is of no avail, I will take another, and yet another. I will persist until I succeed. I will be likened to the raindrop which washes away the mountain, the star which brightens the earth, the slave who builds a pyramid. I know that small attempts, repeated, will complete any undertaking. I will persist until I succeed. I will never consider defeat, and I will remove from my vocabulary such words and phrases as quit, cannot, unable, impossible, out of the question, improbable, failure, unworkable, hopeless, and retreat, for they are the words of fools. I will avoid despair, but if this disease of the mind should infect me, then I will work on in despair. I will ignore the obstacles at my feet and keep mine eyes on the goals above my head, for I know that where dry desert ends, green grass grows. I will persist until I succeed. I will remember the ancient law of averages. I will persist with knowledge that each failure to sell will increase my chance for success at the next attempt. Each misfortune I encounter will carry in it the seed of tomorrow's good luck. I will persist until I succeed. Henceforth, I will learn and apply another secret of those who excel in my work. When each day is ended, not regarding whether it has been a success or a failure, I will attempt to achieve one more sale. When my thoughts beckon my tired body homeward, I will resist the temptation to depart. I will make one more attempt to close with victory, and if that fails, I will make another. Never will I allow any day to end with a failure. Thus will I plant the seed of tomorrow's success and gain an insurmountable advantage over those who cease their labor at a prescribed time. And my harvest will be full. I will persist until I succeed. Nor will I allow yesterday's success to lull me into today's complacency. For this is the great foundation of failure. I will forget the happenings of the day that is gone, whether they were good or bad, and greet the new sun with confidence that this will be the best day of my life. For now I know one of the greatest principles of success. If I persist long enough, I will win. I will persist. I will win. The scroll marked 4. I am nature's greatest miracle. Since the beginning of time, never has there been another who can walk and talk and move and think exactly like me. All men are my brothers, yet I am different from each. I am a unique creature. I am nature's greatest miracle. Within me burns a flame which has been passed from generations uncounted, and its heat is a constant irritation to my spirit to become better than I am, and I will. I will fan this flame of dissatisfaction and proclaim my uniqueness to the world. I am nature's greatest miracle. Vain attempts to imitate others no longer will I make. Instead, will I place my uniqueness on display in the marketplace. So too will I apply this principle to the goods I sell. Salesmen and goods, different from all others and proud of the difference. I am a unique creature of nature. I am rare, and there is value in all rarity. Therefore, I am valuable. I am the end product of thousands of years of evolution. Therefore, I am better equipped in both mind and body than all the emperors and wise men who preceded me. I have unlimited potential. Only a small portion of my brain do I employ. Only a paltry amount of my muscles do I flex. 100-fold or more can I increase my accomplishments of yesterday, and this I will do, beginning today. I am nature's greatest miracle. I am not on this earth by chance. I am here for a purpose, and that purpose is to grow into a mountain, not to shrink to a grain of sand. I will increase my knowledge of mankind, myself, and the goods I sell. Thus my sales will multiply. I will practice and improve the words I utter to sell my goods, for this is the foundation on which I will build my career. And never will I forget that many have attained great wealth and success with only one sales talk delivered with excellence. Also will I seek constantly to improve my manners and graces, for they are the sugar to which all are attracted. I am nature's greatest miracle. I will concentrate my energy on the challenge of the moment. I will think not of my family when I am in the marketplace, for this will cloud my purpose. So too will the problems of the marketplace be left in the marketplace when I am in my home, for this will dampen my love. I am nature's greatest miracle. And nature knows not defeat. Eventually she emerges victorious, and so will I. And with each victory, the next struggle becomes less difficult. I will win, and I will become a great salesman, for I am unique. I am nature's greatest miracle. The scroll marked 5. I will live this day as if it is my last. And what shall I do with this last precious day which remains in my keeping? First, I will seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills itself upon the sand. I will waste not a moment mourning yesterday's misfortunes, yesterday's defeats, yesterday's aches of the heart. For why should I throw good after bad? Yesterday is buried forever, and I will think of it no more. I will live this day as if it is my last. And what then shall I do? Forgetting yesterday, neither will I think of tomorrow. Should I concern myself over events which I may never witness? Should I torment myself with problems that may never come to pass? No. Tomorrow lies buried with yesterday, and I will think of it no more. I will live this day as if it is my last. This day is all I have, and these hours are now my eternity. I greet this sunrise with cries of joy as a prisoner who is reprieved from death. Why have I been allowed to live this extra day when others, far better than I, have departed? Is it that they have accomplished their purpose while mine is yet to be achieved? Is this another opportunity for me to become the person I know I can be? Is this my day to excel? I will live this day as if it is my last. Each hour of this day will I cherish, for it can never return. Each minute of this day will I grasp with both hands and fondle with love, for its value is beyond price. What dying man can purchase another breath, though he willingly give all his gold? What price do I place on the hours ahead? I will make them priceless. I will live this day as if it is my last. I will avoid with fury the killers of time. Procrastination I will destroy with action. Doubt I will bury under faith. Fear I will dismember with confidence. Henceforth I know that to court idleness is to steal food, clothing, and warmth from those I love. I am not a thief. I am a person of love, and today is my last chance to prove my love and my greatness. I will live this day as if it is my last. The duties of today I shall fulfill today. Today I shall fondle my children while they are young. Tomorrow they will be gone. and so will I. Today I shall embrace my beloved with sweet kisses. Tomorrow the one I cherish will be gone, and so will I. Today I shall lift up a friend in need. Tomorrow he will no longer cry for help, nor will I hear his cries. Today I shall give myself in sacrifice and work. Tomorrow I will have nothing to give, and there will be none to receive. I will live this day as if it is my last. And if it is my last, it will be my greatest monument. This day I will make the best day of my life. I will make it every hour count, and each minute I will trade only for something of value. I will make more calls than ever before. I will sell more goods than ever before. I will earn more gold than ever before. Each minute of today will be more fruitful than hours of yesterday. My last must be my best. I will live this day as if it is my last. And if it is not, I shall fall to my knees and give thanks. The scroll marked 6. Today I will be master of my emotions. The tides advance, the tides recede. Winter goes, and summer comes. Summer wanes, and the cold increases. Flowers bloom, flowers fade. All nature is a circle of moods, and I am a part of nature, and so, like the tides, my moods will rise, my moods will fall. Today, I will be master of my emotions. It is one of nature's tricks, little understood, that each day I awaken with moods that have changed from yesterday. Inside me is a wheel, constantly turning from sadness to joy, from exaltation to depression, from happiness to melancholy. Like the flowers, today's full bloom of joy will fade and wither into despondency, yet I will remember that as today's dead flower carries the seed of tomorrow's bloom, so too does today's sadness carry the seed of tomorrow's joy. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And how will I master these emotions so that each day will be happy and productive? I will learn this secret of the ages. Weak is he who permits his thoughts to control his actions. Strong is he who forces his actions to control his thoughts. Each day when I awaken, I will follow this plan of battle before I am captured by the forces of sadness, self-pity, and failure. If I feel depressed, I will sing. If I feel sad, I will laugh. If I feel ill, I will double my labor. If I feel fear, I will plunge ahead. If I feel inferior, I will wear new garments. If I feel uncertain, I will raise my voice. If I feel poverty, I will think of wealth to come. If I feel incompetent, I will remember past success. If I feel insignificant, I will remember my goals. Today, I will be master of my emotions. Henceforth, I will know that only those with inferior ability can always be at their best, and I am not inferior. There will be days when I must constantly struggle against forces which would tear me down. Those enemies, such as despair and sadness, are simple to recognize, but there are others which approach with a sly smile and the hand of friendship, and they can also destroy me. Against them, too, I must never relinquish control. If I become overconfident, I will recall my failures. If I overindulge, I will think of past hungers. If I feel complacency, I will remember my competition. If I enjoy moments of greatness, I will remember moments of shame. If I feel all-powerful, I will try to stop the wind. If I attain great wealth, I will remember one unfed mouth. If I become overly proud, I will remember a moment of weakness. If I feel my skill is unmatched, I will look at the stars. Today, I will be master of my emotions. And with this new knowledge, I will also understand and recognize the moods of he on whom I call. I will make allowances for his anger and irritation of today, for he knows not the secret of controlling his mind. I can withstand his arrows and insults, For now I know that tomorrow he will change and be a joy to approach. My knowledge of this secret will be my key to great wealth. Today I will be master of my emotions. From this moment I will master my moods through positive action. And when I master my moods, I will control my destiny. And my destiny is to become the greatest salesman in the world. The scroll marked 7. I will laugh at the world. No living creature can laugh except man. I have the gift of laughter, and it is mine to use whenever I choose. Henceforth, I will cultivate the habit of laughter. I will smile, and my digestion will improve. I will chuckle, and my burdens will be lightened. I will laugh, and my life will be lengthened. For this is the great secret of long life, and now it is mine. I will laugh at the world. And most of all, I will laugh at myself. For man is most comical when he takes himself too seriously. What can take place before this sun sets, which will not seem insignificant in the river of centuries? I will laugh at the world. And how can I laugh when confronted with man or deed which offends me so as to bring forth my tears or my curses? 4 words passed down from the ancients will carry me through every adversity and maintain my life in balance. These 4 words are, "This too shall pass." For all worldly things shall indeed pass. If all things shall pass, why should I be of concern for today? I will laugh at the world. I will paint this day with laughter. I will frame this night in song. Never will I labor to be happy. Rather will I remain too busy to be sad. I will enjoy today's happiness today. It cannot be saved for the morrow. I will laugh at the world. And with my laughter, all things will be reduced to their proper size. I will laugh at my failures, and they will vanish in clouds of new dreams. I will laugh at my successes, and they will shrink to their true value. I will laugh at the world. And as long as I can laugh, never will I be poor. This, then, is one of nature's greatest gifts, and I will waste it no more. Only with laughter and happiness can I truly become a success. Only with laughter and happiness can I enjoy the fruits of my labor. Were it not so, far better would it be to fail, for happiness is the wine that sharpens the taste of the meal. To enjoy success, I must have happiness, and laughter will be the one who serves me. I will be happy. I will be successful. I will be the greatest salesman the world has ever known. The scroll marked 8. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. A field of clay, touched with the genius of man, becomes a castle. A cypress tree, touched with the genius of man, becomes a shrine. A cut of sheep's hair, touched with the genius of man, becomes raiment for a king. If it is possible for clay and wood and hair to have their value multiplied 100, yea, 1,000-fold by man, cannot I do the same with the clay which bears my name? Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. I am likened to a grain of wheat which faces one of 3 futures. The wheat can be fed to swine, or it can be ground to flour and made into bread, or it can be placed in the earth and allowed to grow until its golden head divides and produces 1,000 grains from the one. I am likened to a grain of wheat with one difference. The wheat cannot choose whether it be fed to swine, ground for bread, or planted to multiply. I have a choice, and I will not let my life be fed to swine, nor will I let it be ground under the rocks of failure and despair to be broken open and devoured by the will of others. Today, I will multiply my value 100-fold. To grow and multiply, it is necessary to plant the wheat grain in the darkness of the earth. And my failures, my despairs, my ignorance, and my inabilities are the darkness in which I have been planted in order to ripen. Now, like the wheat grain which will sprout and blossom only if it is nurtured with rain and sun and warm winds, I, too, must nurture my body and mind to fulfill my dreams. But to grow to full stature, the wheat must wait on the whims of nature. I need not wait, for I have the power to choose my own destiny. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. And how will I accomplish this? First, I will set goals for this day, the week, the month, the year, and my life. Just as the rain must fall before the wheat will crack its shell and sprout, so must I have objectives before my life will crystallize. In setting my goals, I will consider my best performance of the past and multiply it 100-fold. Never will I be of concern that my goals are too high. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. I may stumble often before my goals are reached. If I stumble, I will rise, and my falls will not concern me. Only a worm is free from the worry of stumbling. Let others build a cave with their clay. I will build a castle with mine. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. And just as the sun must warm the earth to bring forth the seedling of wheat, so too will the words on these scrolls warm my life and turn my dreams into reality. Today I will surpass every action which I performed yesterday. Tomorrow I will climb higher than today. To surpass the deeds of others is unimportant. To surpass my own deeds is all. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold. I will never be content with my performance in the market. I will always raise my goals as soon as they are attained. I will always announce my goals to the world. Once spoken, I dare not recall them, lest I lose face. Yet never will I proclaim my accomplishments. Let the world instead approach me with praise, and may I have the wisdom to receive it in humility. Today I will multiply my value 100-fold, and when it is done, I will do it again and again, and there will be astonishment and wonder at my greatness as the words of these scrolls are fulfilled in me. The scroll marked 9. My dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they are followed by action. I will act now. Never has there been a map, however carefully executed to detail and scale, which carried its owner over even 1 inch of ground. Never has there been a scroll, even one such as this, which earned so much as a penny or produced a single word of acclamation. Action alone is the tinder which ignites the map. This scroll, my dreams, my plans, my goals into a living force. I will act now. My procrastination, which has held me back, was born of fear. Now I know that to conquer fear, I must always act without hesitation, and the flutters in my heart will vanish. I will not avoid the tasks of today and charge them to tomorrow, for I know that tomorrow never comes. Let me act now, even though my actions may not bring happiness or success, for it is better to act and fail than not to act and flounder. I will act now. I will act now. I will act now. Henceforth, I will repeat these words each hour, each day, every day, until the words become as much a habit as my breathing, and the actions which follow become as instinctive as the blinking of my eyelids. With these words, I can condition my mind to perform every act necessary for my success. I will act now. I will repeat these words again and again and again. When I awake, I will say them and leap from my cot while the failure sleeps yet another hour. I will act now. When I enter the marketplace, I will say these words and immediately confront my first prospect while the failure ponders yet his possibility of rebuff. I will act now. When I face a closed door, I will say them and knock while the failure waits outside with fear and trepidation. I will act now. When I am tempted to quit and begin again tomorrow, I will say them and immediately act to consummate another sale. I will act now. Only action determines my value in the marketplace, and to multiply my value, I will multiply my actions. I will walk where the failure fears to walk. I will work when the failure seeks rest. I will act now, for now is all I have. Tomorrow is the day reserved for the labor of the lazy. I am not lazy. Tomorrow is the day when the failure will succeed. I am not a failure. I will act now. Success will not wait. If I delay, success will become wed to another and lost to me forever. This is the time. This is the place. I am the person. I will act now. The scroll Mark 10. Who is of so little faith that in a moment of great disaster, or heartbreak, or mystery beyond his comprehension, has not called to his God? My life need not be filled with religion in order for me to recognize this greatest mystery of nature. All creatures that walk the earth, including man, possess the instinct to cry for help. Are not our cries a form of prayer? Is it not incomprehensible in a world governed by nature's laws to give a lamb or a mule or a bird or man the instinct to cry out for help, lest some great mind has also provided that the cry should be heard by some superior power having the ability to answer our cry? Henceforth I will pray, but my cries for help will only be cries for guidance. Never will I pray for the material things of the world. I am not calling to a servant to bring me food. Never will I seek delivery of gold, love, good health, petty victories, fame, success, or happiness. Only for guidance will I pray, that I may be shown the way to acquire these things, and my prayer will always be answered. The guidance I seek may come, or the guidance I seek may not come, but are not both of these an answer? If a child seeks bread from his father, and it is not forthcoming, has not the father answered? I will pray for guidance, and I will pray as a salesman in this manner. O Creator of all things, help me. For this day I go out into the world naked and alone, and without your hand to guide me, I will wander far from the path which leads to success and happiness. You have taught the lion and the eagle how to hunt and prosper with teeth and claw. Teach me how to hunt with words and prosper with love, so that I may be a lion among men and an eagle in the marketplace. Help me to remain humble through obstacles and failures, yet hide not from mine eyes the prize that will come with victory. Assign me tasks to which others have failed, yet guide me to pluck the seeds of success from their failures. Confront me with fears that will temper my spirit, yet endow me with courage to laugh at my misgivings. Spare me sufficient days to reach my goals, yet help me to live this day as though it be my last. Guide me in my words that they may bear fruit, yet silence me from gossip that none be maligned. Discipline me in the habit of trying and trying again, yet show me the way to make use of the law of averages. Favor me with alertness to recognize opportunity, yet endow me with patience which will concentrate my strength. Bathe me in good habits that the bad ones may drown, yet grant me compassion for weaknesses in others. Suffer me to know that all things shall pass, yet help me to count my blessings of today. Expose me to hate, so it not be a stranger, yet fill my cup with love to turn strangers into friends. But all these things be only if thy will. I am a small and a lonely grape clutching the vine, yet thou hast made me different from all others. Verily, there must be a special place for me. Guide me, help me, show me the way. Let me become all you planned for me when my seed was planted and selected by you to sprout in the vineyard of the world. Help this humble salesman. Guide me, God.